This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Perspectives. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's me. It's Ashley Burgess here in the house here at 570 KLIF over here across from the American Airlines Center. And, you know, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions and how to be successful in achieving your goal and your resolution for this year. You know, we talked about being specific and how in order to ever try to succeed in a resolution, you have to be specific. You have to have details. You have to be detail-oriented. It can't just be, I want to lose weight. It can't just be, I want to quit smoking. There has to be some content there, just as well as you want to measure your efforts and not just what happens day to day. And I think that's really important for anybody, any resolution, whether it's smoking or losing weight or saving money. I mean, if one night you go out and you spend a lot of money, it's not all for naught. It's not all over with. You know, start over again. You know, pick yourself back up and say, okay, you know what? I messed up. I screwed up. Done. It's time to reorganize and restart and get something done, you know, and just, you know, set it back to zero. You know, start it and realize, you know what, I am human, I do make mistakes, and there you go. So that's the biggest thing. It's like focusing on, you don't want to lose sight of it. So Monday through Thursday, you're going to the gym, you're working out, you know, and sometimes you want to think about, you know, making the resolutions and goals that aren't too difficult to achieve. You know, you want to make goals that you can achieve. You might have to have smaller goals. And Bill, you were talking about that earlier, about how, you know, you basically took 25 pounds and you first started with the first 5 pounds, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, 25 pounds. Oh my gosh, that's a lot, you know? And, you know, especially if you're, were out of shape like I was, and, you know, okay, if I tried to do all that at once right away, then I was going to fail. I mean, so I just decided, okay, I'm going to kind of break it up into manageable pieces.
That's good.
You know, and or kind of take, Matt's example, before the break. You know, okay, so he wants to get himself a girlfriend. Well, you know, it's not going to happen tonight manners are romance, but, love at first sight. So maybe he might meet somebody tonight. I don't know. Good luck to you, Matt.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I think you hit it on the head, Ashley. It's okay, you know, before you get a girlfriend, then get somewhere where you're going to meet somebody, you know,
exactly.
So accomplish that goal first, where you're comfortable putting yourself out there. You know, I mean, you know, at least it with me and, I've started a relationship recently. The hardest part for me was putting myself out there.
That's the hardest thing,
you know, and
getting over that hump of, you know,
yeah.
Oh gosh, you know, I gotta do this. And because there's stress involved with any major change we make in our life, there's going to be stress, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, the first thing there is put yourself out there and recognize that, okay, you know, I may be a nice guy, but I'm not her cup of tea.
Right.
But that doesn't make me a bad person, you know? So, so once I've put myself out there, now the next step is what? You know, to, start talking to people. And at least in my case, you know, a lot of times the hardest part is to ask her.
Right.
You know, because it's like, well, what if she says no? Oh my gosh, I'm such a loser. You know, well, I mean, you know, you can't do that. I mean, it's you know, let's just for an example, and, you know, hopefully your significant other isn't listening, but okay, let's say I were to ask you out.
Okay.
And, you know, you think I'm a nice guy and all that good stuff, but yeah, you know, romantic wise, it's not, you know, there. So you said, like, you would say, you know, I like you and everything, but, you know, I don't like you that way. Well, I mean, I can't just be devastated by that. Okay, Ashley, I'm not Ashley's cup of tea. So I'm going to keep putting myself out there to, you know, Susan or, you know, Debbie or, you know, whatever.
Brenda,
you know, and
Dorothy.
So eventually, in my case, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
So I met Stephanie and she said yes. Hey.
That's awesome.
Awesome. You know,
and it's all about finding the person, the situation that fits, you know, and I think that's another thing is about dealing with the acceptance of the universe, which is interesting because the universe kind of bends with the wind and things change and we have to prepare ourselves for anticipated difficulties, right?
Yeah.
Let's say, you know, you and I go out and we're both trying to kick alcohol. Right. That's our resolution. We're trying not to have a drink. And you walk and you go out, and every single place you go to, people are completely drinking. That's really hard. It's like if you have an issue with dealing with, you know, jerks, and you go out and there's a bunch of jerks, and you sit
Are there any jerks out there?
And you go, man, I just don't want to have to deal with a jerk today. I'm going to lose it. But if you kind of tell yourself, you know, hey, no matter what the resolution is, I'm probably going to run into this somehow or not. And what am I ready to do? What am I prepared for if this happens? So let's say like our last caller asked somebody out, in a couple of weeks and it doesn't work. Get back on the horse again.
Exactly. So if let's say that it doesn't work out between Stephanie and I, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't just say, oh, okay, that's it. She was my soulmate. And now I'm devastated and I'm going to go crawl under the covers and just not come out. You know, well, how's that going to help me accomplish my goal? You know, it's just like, okay, it didn't work out. Bummer. You know, I'm going to, you know, try it again.
Yeah, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to do something to make a change, you know. And sometimes, a lot of times, some things don't work out, and they're not supposed to work out. And I know, like, some people say, oh, that's a cop-out. Well, it's not always a cop-out. I know people that were in love with somebody or whatever it is, and they thought that was the best thing for them. I know people that have been married for 10 to 12, 15 years,
yeah,
where they get through a divorce, and they say, I can't believe I was with that person, and they said, why would I be with that person? And it's like, well, that's what you thought you were supposed to be with. But in actuality, you weren't. And sadly enough, things did not coordinate where it didn't work. It ended up working, in parentheses, as far as getting married and the timing, but it was not the right thing. So that's a sad point. And so sometimes in life, the best things in life, honestly happen when we, you know, feel good, about what we're doing, you know. And honestly, the next thing we want to talk about is really a public pressure. You know, you want to have pressure. You want to have an accountability partner. You know, you want to have somebody that's going to help you out, because we're all likely to lose motivation, right? We're all going to lose some sort of motivation sometime. Let's say it's April and you've just been kicking butt with the motivation. You've been kicking butt, going to the gym, working out, eating well, doing everything right. And then all of a sudden, you get somewhere and there's some cheese fries, and you've been avoiding cheese fries since last December, and a cheese fry would be so great right now. You know, the thing is that you need to keep that motivation. I'm not saying that you can't sometimes have fun, you can't sometimes have a treat, because I don't agree with absolutely no treats, but you got to be really careful about that. But if you have somebody to keep you accountable, that's so cool, because if that person's there or they text you or they're with you, and they'll be like, no, man, you don't want those cheese fries. That's going to get you completely off your marker again. I mean, you lost a good, 5 pounds this month, and you don't want to put it back on just because of some cheese fries. It's not going to help you. It's not going to make you feel better. It's not what you want. You're going to look great when you look great and you look great in that suit or you look great in that dress. You're going to be really happy that you didn't eat those cheese fries. Those cheese fries aren't going to help. So when you have accountability, that really helps you, especially if you have somebody, for example, that has the same type of desire as a resolution. So if you have somebody that also wants to lose weight, that's pretty cool, too. We have a caller. Let's see. We have a caller, Joey, out of Hearst. How you doing this evening?
Hey, how's it going?
That's good. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Glad to have you on Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. So we're talking about New Year's resolutions tonight. Have you come up with a resolution, or have you had a previous resolution?
Well, I've come up with a resolution this year to take a new position at a job that I am at right now, and I'd like to succeed at that, and hopefully I can better myself in any way this year, this next new year.
That's a great resolution. That's great. What do you think? What are you planning on doing to kind of move toward that goal?
Move towards it. I need to take the next step to taking my weight over to the managers and talking to them about moving to the next position or the next department, so into the sales department.
That's great. Do you have like a timeline when you want to ask that or to talk with them about that?
I would say in the next couple weeks, I would say.
That's good. That's aggressive. I like that.
I gotta be.
Yeah, no, you do. And I think that's really neat. I mean, I like how forthright you are and ready to make progress. I mean, that's part of it right there.
I gotta do it. I gotta do it.
Are you prepared for what they're gonna ask you? Are you prepared to tell them what you want to do and all that good stuff?
I'm prepared to tell them what to do. I'm very knowledgeable about the product, and I just need to apply myself and take care of business and start making a good year for me.
Man, you sound great. I gotta have you on the show.
I would love that.
Yeah, you got it all together. You got it all together. I like that. Hey, Joey, you got it together. So, keep that going. I mean, you have the mojo, and that's what it's about is that, hey, you know your good stuff. You know you're qualified. Heck, you know, yep. Go in there and be like, you know, hey, this is just what I got going on, and you know, you're lucky to have me. You know, maybe
you
not exactly
go.
That
there
way,
you
but I want to make sure you get
know.
That promotion.
Might get my point across.
Yeah, I mean, well, seriously, though, and I think you obviously know what you're doing, so I'd like to have a progress report on that, but definitely, you know, like to have your take on a lot more things here in the future.
Yeah, I'd love to. I've never listened to the show, but I have I heard about it, and I wanted to call in and see what the New Year's resolutions were all about, and here we go.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I appreciate it, and I hope you listen, hope you make the resolution to continue to listen to Perspectives from here on out.
I will.
Well, have a great New Year's Eve, and congratulations. I have a good feeling that you're going to be obtaining that goal very soon.
Thank you so much, Ashley. You have a good night.
Okay, you too, sweetie. You have a great night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, Joey was right on par. I love that. I love hearing stuff like that. And you know what? You can hear his belief. You can hear the dedication he has. And that's part of getting a resolution successfully. Making a resolution successfully is having that dedication and that belief that you can do it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the do's and the don'ts. The things that you cannot do because you will not succeed on this resolution period if you do these things. Stick with 570 KLIF. Keep it on iHeartRadio. And you know what? We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.